This is Connecticut Public Radio News. I'm Diane Orson. Presidential hopefuls have been flooding New Hampshire's airwaves with ad buys ahead of tomorrow's primaries.
Barack Obama called Joe Biden
the best vice president America's ever had.
But Pete Buttigieg doesn't think much of the vice president's record.
I will never allow us to get so wrapped up in the fighting that we start to think fighting is the point.
We have a president who thinks everything is about him.
We are their worst nightmare.
The Wesleyan Media Project in Middletown tracks political advertising in real time during elections. I met Friday with co-director Erica Franklin Fowler to talk about what they've been seeing.
In New Hampshire, Tom Steyer is blowing away the competition. He's aired many, many more ads than the nearest competitor, which is Michael Bloomberg. And then behind him, you have Bernie Sanders, followed by Andrew Yang.
Talk about Tom Steyer. What does this tell you about what he's trying to achieve?
Yeah, I mean, what we're really seeing is evidence of self-funded campaigns. So you have two billionaires who are pouring loads of money into this campaign, driving costs up and also just blanketing airwaves. You have two really interesting contrasts between Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg, because Steyer is very heavily concentrating on the early states, whereas Bloomberg is almost ignoring those. Clearly, he's up in New Hampshire, but not to the extent that Tom Steyer is, and he's going everywhere else. So you have these interesting contrasts in the way in which they're approaching the television advertising.
What about digital?
Yeah, so digital is really interesting, and it's in part, you know, digital advertising is used for a much wider array of activity than television is. So on television, you're really reaching sort of voters who wouldn't otherwise necessarily be getting your information. On digital, you're doing a combination of different things. You're going after likely voters who you're trying to get to sign up for more information, so voters that may look more like the Democratic base. Learn more, add your name, do those sorts of things, or, you know, like, how well is Donald Trump doing, these sort of one question polls that then lead you to sign up for more information.
Who's doing what on which platform?
Bloomberg and Steyer are spending much more heavily on television. That's more of a consequence of they're trying to increase their name recognition, whereas you have Trump and Warren and Biden using digital advertising much more heavily. And I think that is in part trying to grow their lists. So there are two different activities that you have. Sort of the television is to increase name recognition and persuade people, you know, that you are a qualified and candidate that, for whom they should vote, whereas the digital advertising tends to be, at this stage, much more of a mobilization tool.
We've been hearing a lot about fake ads and deep fake ads, and I'm curious, as researchers, how you verify what you're analyzing.
Yeah, so the television environment is obviously much cleaner. So when we're talking about disinformation, it's usually online activity. And this is where I think the transparency tools that are available now from Facebook and from Google, they both have advertising libraries that they're making available in real time, is helping researchers to try to uncover some of this activity. Although I would say, you know, they're both live databases that change and have challenges. And so it's important that scholars not just rely on those tools, but also do some tracking themselves. And there are some entities out there that are doing that. But I think the biggest challenge is you have so many more ads and so many more sponsors on digital advertising. And not all of these entities are easily identified through the name of their page or even the funder, the little paid for by line at the bottom. And so it does take a fair amount of analysis to try to understand who they are, where they come from, and, you know, the investigative reporting that you would want to do.
In this current fractured media climate, can you talk about the role advertising actually plays in a presidential campaign as you see it?
Yeah, so I think because the media environment is so fractured, I think advertising in a sense can be even more important for candidates because they have to find ways to break through to reach you where you are. We have information on spending from television, but television is a wide array of different types of activity. You can advertise on local broadcast. You can look at local cable. There are national advertising buys where you know, Bloomberg and Trump just aired, you know, these Super Bowl ads to the tune of $10 million. And then there are satellite TV, and then you have digital, and then there's radio and other, you know, outside billboards. So candidates will find you where you are, I think, but that's the reason why we're seeing sort of an increasing diversification of the ways in which candidates are advertising.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
Erica Franklin Fowler is an associate professor of government at Wesleyan University and co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracks political advertising in real time during political elections. This is Connecticut Public Radio News.